Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, hail, severe lightning and heavy downpours over the southeastern parts of Mpumalanga. Isolated showers and thunder showers can also be expected over the south central parts of Limpopo, the extreme western parts of the northwest and Gauteng, where it's been a dry and hot week. Pretoria today up to 33, Joburg, eMalahleni and Polokwane 31, Mbombela 32 and Rustenburg a high of 35 degrees.
Traffic very slow in Germiston on the N3 northbound, that's towards the M2 Geldenhuys interchange.
Members of the Mkhonto Sizwe party are expected to descend on the Durban Magistrates Court today for the appearance of Thuthuzile Zuma Sambodla. The 42-year-old daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is facing charges linked to her alleged involvement in the July 2021 unrest. And a developing story from Washington, where a passenger jet from Kansas crashed into the Potomac River after colliding mid-air with a military helicopter. A major emergency response is underway, while all flights to and from the U.S. capital have now also been grounded. It's reported that the plane had 60 people on board, while there were 3 members of the U.S. military in the Black Hawk helicopter. Stay tuned for more news.
January hits like a ton of bricks. Bills are everywhere and budgets are stretched. That's why Budget Insurance is here with the Budget Bill Blaster competition to lighten the load. Play the online game and you could win a share of 550,000 rand to tackle some bills. Don't forget, referring a friend gives you a shot at an extra 50,000 rand. Start the year right. Visit bb.budgetinsurance.co.za and take the stress out of January. T's and C's apply. Budget Insurance is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP.
Looking at our business minute, analysts and economists expect the Reserve Bank to cut interest rates by another 25 basis points this afternoon. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyago will make the first rates announcement of the year when he starts speaking at 3 p.m. If so, it will be the third consecutive rate cut for South Africans since September. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Reserve left its key lending rate unchanged last night, resisting pressure from President Donald Trump to continue cuts in the first rate decision since his return to office. And Asian equities were mixed this morning. Most markets are still closed for the Chinese New Year break. A dollar at 18 Rand 54, a euro 19 Rand 33, pound 23 Rand 9 cents, gold at $2,761.57 per fine ounce, and oil lower at $76.56 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
The 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup final will be played in Sydney. That's according to World Rugby, who yesterday released the official draw for the tournament. Sydney last hosted the World Cup final back in 2003 when Australia lost to England in a gripping clash that went to extra time. Do you remember this?
There's 35 seconds to go. It's coming back for Johnny Wilkinson. He drops for World Cup glory.
Yes!
It's up. It's over. He's done it. England have just won the World Cup.
And hopefully it won't happen again anytime soon. Sydney will also host 2 semi-finals. The third place playoff, a string of other knockouts and pool stage games. The rest of the schedule is split between Brisbane, Melbourne, Newcastle, Perth, Adelaide and Townsville. Tournament will run from the 1st of October until the 13th of November. My Cape Town booked their first ever place in the SA20 playoffs in emphatic fashion with a 10 wicket bonus point victory over Sunrisers Eastern Cape that was at Newlands last night. They become the second team to qualify for the next round. TS Galaxy, the latest club to secure a place in the last 16 of the Nedbank Cup after they eviscerated lower league club Vasco da Gama 7-0 last night. And a dramatic night of Champions League action with only 2 dead rubbers out of 18 games, notably Man City avoiding an early exit with a 3-1 victory over Club Brugge. PSG thumped Stuttgart 4-1 to advance along with Arsenal, who won 2-1.